Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Police in the north, as you've been hearing, say they're investigating the attempted murder of two officers in Strabane in County Tyrone last night. A security alert is ongoing in the Mount Carmel Heights area. The road remains closed off. Speaking during a visit to Newry this morning, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said any attempt to murder or injure police officers was absolutely shocking.
Any such attempt, and I've just been hearing news overnight, we do need further clarity in terms of what happened here, and I understand an investigation is underway, but any such attempt to injure or to murder members of security force in the PSN in particular would be absolutely shocking and stands to be condemned in the most comprehensive manner.
The Taoiseach speaking earlier. Let's talk now to our northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, what at this stage is known of what happened?
Well, Brad, we knew that two police officers went into the Mount Carmel Heights area of Strabane shortly before 11 o'clock last night in a patrol car. Now, it's a fairly densely populated residential area. Shortly before 11 o'clock, local people reported hearing a loud bang. There were also reports of a bright flash. So it appears that some kind of device was fired at the patrol car as it drove along the street. Now, the police haven't given details yet, Brad. We understand the device was almost certainly detonated by command wire. Now, we don't think of this as a mortar-type device that the Provisional IRA would have used, which was a large device containing a large amount of explosives. It appears this is something smaller, possibly some kind of device fired out of a metal tube. I understand the two officers were able to drive back to the police station. They then got out of their car, went around the side, and noticed some damage. Not a huge amount of damage. Now, that would suggest that either it wasn't a very large device or the device did not explode as intended. But certainly the PSNR are treating this as attempted murder of the two officers who, as I say, escaped this attack uninjured.
Right. And any indication, Vincent, of who may have been behind this attack?
The police will be working on the assumption, Brian, that it's almost certainly the dissident Republican group called the New IRA, because it has been the most active of the dissident groups. But they have not been very active for a number of years now. This is the first attack of its kind in 3 years. There was a similar attempt at attack on the police station in Strabane back in September in 2019, when a small metal tube with an explosive device inside attached to a command wire was found aimed towards the police station. Now, that device was not detonated and the police defused it. But certainly they've been working on the basis of this group called the New IRA. And in terms of the device itself, it's currently being examined by British Army technical experts to establish exactly what was inside it, what the firing mechanism was, and to try to establish whether or not there's a pattern here. Can they identify whether or not this kind of device has been used before? So nothing certain yet, but the police are going to have a press conference in Strabane around 2:30 this afternoon, so we might get some more detail then.
And do police or security services, Vincent, have any theory as to why this attack has been mounted now? And is it at all connected to the political stalemate at Stormont?
Impossible to say at this stage, Brian. Of course, dissident Republicans like to attack when they can. I think the likelihood is here is that this group, the New IRA, has not been able to mount the attacks for a long period of time. The threat level in Northern Ireland was reduced earlier this year for the first time in 12 years because the British Security Service, MI5, felt the threat from dissident Republicans was lower than it had previously been. So I think there is a sense among the police that dissident Republicans have been quite desperate in the last number of years to try to mount some kind of an attack to send a message that they're still around and they're still capable of mounting an attack. Now, I understand this was not what's called a come-on attack. There wasn't a phone call to the police, you know, to tell them something happened to try to lure them in. It appears that they were simply there in a routine capacity. So that means those who carried out the attack would have watched the police movement for a period of time. They would have had this device close by for a period of time, ready to strike when the opportunity arose. So I think the likelihood is this was opportunistic. They got an opportunity to strike when they could, and they took it.
Very good. Northern Editor Vincent Kearney, thank you very much for that.